Hey guys, welcome to Smack Talk 5280. Hope your day's been treating you well. We got a
and if it hasn't, that sucks.
Got an absolutely loaded show for you guys tonight with those fucking incredible championship games last night.
Oh god!
And we're just gonna dive right into that. We had the Rams at the Saints. Rams took it 26-23, and we all know what we're gonna talk about. Were the Saints robbed? Yes or no?
No.
No, man. If you're blaming it on the refs at that point, you didn't do something right during the game.
Yeah, if it came down to one play, then it's your own damn fault.
I mean, it was a terrible no-call, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't believe that they didn't even call that. Because if it was the Patriots, they would have been all over it.
They've been letting it go all game.
Yeah, but I mean, still, you got to call it.
Face masks, holds. How many other things? I'm not a huge Rams fan, but, you know, like – they set the tone at the very beginning of the game, and it came back to bite them in the ass.
Yeah. Well, they should have scored a touchdown when they were up 3-0 and got that turnover.
That's true.
Yep.
I mean, what about that interception by Breeze? And what was Michael
Thomas? They got the ball first in overtime.
Right.
Score!
Brady did it on the road.
Right.
Breeze, if you're so elite, you're at home, do it.
I mean, it sucks.
All the Chargers fans in the world were like,
I mean, it does suck that the Saints 2 years in a row, you know, in the playoffs have just lost.
Your team is in the NFC.
I only feel bad for
Breeze. Are you seriously going to feel sympathy for another NFC
team? Right, Mason, I agree with you. I only feel bad for Breeze. Like, he's the only person that.
Not even. He has a ring. You know how many greats don't even get, like, how many good quarterbacks? Because Breeze is good.
And but of all people get screwed over him, out of everybody.
This might be the last great season he's going to have.
Yeah, okay. If you're a Colts fan in 2009, are you really playing the violin?
And he got robbed of the MVP.
Yeah, I think Breeze is going to have a comeback.
He got the Super Bowl MVP, though.
But yeah, in 2009.
Yeah, not this year.
Yeah, but I'd rather have a Super Bowl MVP than a
overall regular season MVP.
Yeah, but
because at the end of the day, that's
because that means you're Captain Clutch. Yeah, that means you're Captain Clutch. That's what separates Khalil Mack from Von Miller.
Well, Khalil Mack hasn't even gotten to this.
Exactly. My point exactly.
He's good. He's definitely good as an individual, but he hasn't proved himself to that next level yet. But in Drew Brees' case,
honestly, if we're being real, in sports, and when you're in high-stakes sports like playoffs or championship, like conference championships, those little details. The team, that's why the Patriots are so good, is because they do not beat themselves.
They don't.
It doesn't matter what you do, they won't take dumb penalties. They won't line up in the neutral zone. D Ford.
I will have to say, last night, though, look at who was shooting themselves in the foot most before the Chiefs decided to come back. The Patriots had 3 turnovers to the Chiefs, none. The only reason the Chiefs didn't do anything with it is because they didn't capitalize on all those turnovers. But I mean, you're right. You can't shoot yourself in the foot so many times and expect to win.
Max Kellerman was on today saying that the entire run that Brady had last night was all luck. And granted, yes, some calls went their way. But you have the ball at 3rd and 10 fucking 4 times.
Stop him.
And you eviscerate the other team.
I agree.
You make one tackle. And you're done. The game's over. Your Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Well, and especially even
because Patrick Mahomes gets the ball back, and we all know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, even look at the thing is, I feel like the Patriots throughout the 2 games they played in the playoffs, it was not Brady slinging, you know, like he usually does or like he used to. It was just pounding the
rock. It's because
he was checking out of the plays. He was killing
Here's Sony.
Exactly. And that's the thing is like, you know, say whatever you want to think about Tom Brady and everything, there is a reason that him and Belichick have been dominant for as long as they have. It just comes down to they play incredible situational like football. They have experience and they have poise, and that's it. And the Chiefs team is, I mean, in all grand schemes, like there's some of their star players are really young. They don't have the experience. They showed a hell of a lot of fight to come back into
it. Did you not see the stat that they showed at the beginning of the game? They go, Tony Romo, genius Tony Romo. He goes, one of the stats is most important to me in this game is he goes, look at how many players on the Patriots have experience. And it was like 30 out of their 50 some.
Yeah.
He goes, how about the Chiefs? None. Fat egg. Every single player on that team is never, that's the furthest they had ever been. And it showed.
Yeah.
Granted, the score was way up, but it didn't feel like that. It sure as shit didn't feel like the Chiefs were marching down the field and doing whatever they wanted to. It was just, you're riding Patrick Mahomes.
Dude, even
You're really happy because Kelce is doing some things, but he's being shut down. So what do? You use the run game. Oh, except you have Patrick Mahomes. So they just schemed it perfectly.
I don't know. They tried to rely on Mahomes, but he was looking rattled. Like, he took a couple of huge sacks. Like, the one on their very first drive, they go 3-and-out.
It's because you're not just going against Brady. You're going against the legend that is the Patriots.
Well, I don't know. They're talking like this kid is unrattled or whatever, but didn't look like it to me.
Yeah, he got put on his ass a few times. And it was great to see, though, him look flush for the first time this year.
What did you think of that roughing the passer
call? It wasn't a roughing the passer call.
Oh, my God.
They just had
a terrible angle
on it.
Like, Chris Jones probably shouldn't have tried to punch him in the face. That's what it looked like.
Exactly.
That's where it's going to get called.
Was it better or worse than the Hogan call for a catch?
That was worse, because the Hogan catch was pretty damn good.
Yeah, the Hogan – I'm pretty sure that was a catch.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
You know, it –
I was the whole time they were like, that's a catch. I was like, I agree, because you didn't see his finger move.
The ball can touch the ground as long as you have possession of the ball.
Yep. And he didn't touch him.
Go ahead, Mason.
I don't know. I guess I thought it sounded like more like you were talking about the Edelman muff punt there.
Oh, I might be getting a mixed up.
Well,
can we get into that? Because that was incredible.
The Edelman part?
That is one of those moments where, like, it was so close that I wouldn't be surprised if it would have hit his forearm. Cause, like, I initially thought it hit his forearm or his bicep. But then after they showed, like, every angle and, like, everything, I was like, he might have just dodged
it. It didn't touch him.
Barely.
When you add up all the angles, he didn't touch it.
That's insane, though, because
you know how many cameras are in that place?
Yeah, but the only reason I thought for a little bit that it had hit him is because when they zoomed in on the forward shot, I thought I saw the ball tilt slightly to the left when it hit him. But also, when you zoom in that close, like, it gets so muddy and grainy that it's hard to tell the finite details. So, but at the end of it, I honestly think that's right. I don't think it touched him. And, like, what a insane, like, call it luck or skill on Edelman's part that didn't touch
him. That was luck, because he was trying to scoop it.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter anyways, though. Brady threw a pick two plays later.
Yeah, that's true.
It is true.
I mean, that's the only shitty part about it, is he had to come out two plays later and throw a pick.
Yeah. Back to the NFC Championship. I, like, on a couple of my notes, I'd written down, like, the no call. But then – you know, say what you want about the no call, whether it should have been called or shouldn't have been called or whatever you want to say. But then for them to get the ball back in OT and Breeze to, you know, throw a pick. Right. I mean, granted, the ball, you know, he was hit while he was throwing. So I do give a little bit of, you know,
whatever. I don't put that on Breeze. I put that on Michael Thomas.
Yeah, because Mason had made a
point. What kind of route and what branch in the route tree did you take?
They were on two different
plays. And not understand the play call.
He was like 5 yards off him while the ball was still in the air, while that safety was falling backwards to make the
– raising his hands.
Mason had said in our group chat during the game, he said he was looking for a flag already.
While the play was still in going.
Let the ball hit the ground or
– yeah, I thought they were fighting over the – I thought they were totally fighting over that too. I mean, do you think the NFL should make pass interference reviewable now? Like, do you think they should change? No. I mean, to an extent, I could see it, but
are we going to go with this narrative that we should change the game? Like, people complaining that fucking Mahomes didn't get the ball back. It's sudden death.
No, but that's not.
This is pro sports.
But, like, the no-call play, if we're going to get technical about it, and even the NFL is going to call your head coach after the game and say, sorry, we fucked it up. I feel that at that point, they should
that makes me feel better.
If they're going to call you after the game and say, sorry, we fucked you, they should at least take 2 seconds and review that type of play, a game-changing play, because in the rule book, those plays can be upheld, and some, like, to some point, they can actually hold a rematch or something like that. Yeah. I was reading Michael Thomas was putting some –
yeah, that's not going to fucking happen.
No.
Do you understand?
We got to reschedule during Pro Bowl.
No, it's not going to happen for that.
The precedent.
It's in the rule book.
The precedent. The reason they don't do it is because if you use it once, someone's going to argue that you should use it again because you use it
once. Yeah, but then why is it in the rule book?
And that is the only reason.
Why is it in the rule book that any of that stuff could be?
That's a good question. Ask the NFL. as the NFL. So, but, it's all, you know what? You know how many things are in our law books that they don't enforce?
Oh, right? Yeah, tons. But I'm saying
it's just the world.
They're going to make
it
for the NFL, though, to such a small degree of a rule book, why is it even in there?
So I do have a point that kind of correlates because, like, you know, Saints fans were obviously pissed. You know, you robbed us, like, all that kind of shit. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, like, your quarterback still threw a pick.
Exactly.
And you guys still had a chance. It's the same thing with – yeah.
You got the coin toss.
It was still – like, it was – and it goes to the Chiefs. You know, Chiefs fans are all salty about it too. But at the same time, your defense should have stopped them. If it meant that much, you should have found out a way to stuff them, force a turnover, or force a field goal – so you had a shot. You know, people that are so upset about, you know, Mahomes not getting to touch the ball at all. Yeah, no shit. Your whole goal, if you win the coin toss in overtime to go down, is to end the game.
Keep them off the field.
It's not like the Patriots are giving a flying fuck about what, you know, Chiefs Kingdom want right now. Just like how the Rams aren't giving a flying fuck about a missed call, whether, you know, it should have been called or not. At the end of the day, you still fucking threw an interception. You still stopped. You still didn't stop them, rather, on their drive in overtime.
First two drives of the game, they had to settle for field goals.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, like, you know how many times I've sat back and watched fucking games and I'm like, oh, that's really shitty. I mean, a perfect example is, like, you know, fucking last year, Minnesota Vikings fans could have got pissed in the NFC Championship that they got steamrolled, that Case Keenum threw a pick and blah, 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 and all that. At the end of the day, you still threw the pick, and you still got steamrolled by Philly.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to sit here and come up with excuses and whine and bitch and moan, but at the end of the day, like, how do you think the Browns feel? They haven't had a good damn thing in a long time.
Baker
you
know, Mayfield.
How about fucking – yeah, I mean, it's looking up. It's just the way the game goes. Things happen so fast. Things happen, you know, they're almost unexpected. Like, I couldn't believe Drew Brees threw a pick right there.
Oh, but me either.
The second he did, I was like, they're losing. You know, it was fair. You get your shot. You could have drove down the field and ended the game. You chose to make the decision. Yes, you know, you got hit while you were throwing, but your receiver pulled off the route looking for a flag instead of finishing the play.
You know, it's funny, though. I think of this. If we're going to scrutinize overtime rules now, why is it being scrutinized now instead of when the Patriots won the Super Bowl by overtime?
Yeah.
Okay. So why wouldn't somebody be upset about them, the other team having a possession then?
I think it's gotten better now that you have to score the touchdown. Like, it used to suck when teams used to just get to the 30, kick the field goal, game over.
Yeah.
That was a lame overtime. But now that you have to get down there and get it in the end zone, it gives it a little more element.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there could be something added to it, but I don't know. I don't even know what.
Well, I know on Twitter people were calling for us to adopt the college overtime rules and everything like that.
I like it, but no, it's too much.
The NFL's getting too college already.
What are we going to do? This is professional sports. Give the ball back. Everyone gets a try. No. Okay, so what happens if they score again? We just keep going until someone don't score?
At that point, you're risking injury. You're risking, you know, people getting gassed. And then what does it matter? So we adopt that. You know, Patriots go down to score, and then, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs come back for a chance to retaliate, and they go down and score. And then on that next ensuing drive, what if fucking Tom gets hit, and all of a sudden he fucking tears his ACL? Or what if, you know, Patrick Mahomes is rolling out, does a quick, like, throw to Tyreek Hill, and he gets his fucking leg blown up? Like, at the end of the day, like, it's what it could, like, what do you want to do? Like, it's because your team – didn't close out, or the other team, and I'm not going to say that there's no such thing as a fucking miracle, because I've seen plenty of them in the NFL happen, but at the end of the day, you should have put the work in. I mean, think about this. In the Patriots and the Chiefs game, the Patriots went up 14-0 so early. That was their cushion. Then they had a little bit of leeway to kind of fuck up later. The Chiefs were playing from behind the entire game, and yeah, then what? And bye, Mason. Hold up.
Or is that Trey?
I'm still here.
But at the end of the day.
R.I.P.
No, I mean, I think people feel what
you're saying. That's all. I think people are just upset. And so they're going to. Hey, Mason's back.
Mason.
I have no idea what just happened either.
Hey, all right, continue.
But that's my whole thing. Is like, I think the fan bases are upset. I honestly think I haven't really heard from any of the Chiefs fans or seen anything from them.
I have.
Oh, you have? I've seen all the Saints fans just losing their shit today.
Well, I mean, of course, they had stuff on their highway on the way out saying we got robbed and offering NFL referees free eye exams from an optometrist out there. So they're feeling extra salty today. But I mean, I said it last week. If any team was going to go into Kansas City and beat them, it was going to be the Patriots, because Bill Belichick always comes prepared. And he did that in a week against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Versus every other team that's tried to play them this year, and they've put up 40-some points per game. And granted, it was pretty close to that, but it was a nail-biter throughout, even when they were up 14-0.
Both games were phenomenal. Some of the probably the best ones I've seen since my personal favorite championship game was the 2015 Broncos-Patriots one, just because that one was a nail-biter. Woo! It went down to the wire. And I just think think both teams that lost need to walk away and realize that they, you know, whatever you're going to do with Drew Brees, you guys still have a really good core on offense and defense. And then you have Sean Payton. Whatever Brees decides to do, whether he retires, he's reportedly said he's coming back for at least another year.
He's coming back.
You have a great team. Then for the Chiefs, you have a very bright future. Fix the fucking defense, and they could be something to, like, really worry about. But at the end of the day, being salty about it and getting upset and trying to blame other kind of outside entities or whatever you want to call it isn't gonna suddenly get you a trip to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Like, you got to get there on your own.
Oh, yeah. You got to be more prepared than the other team.
Penalty flag.
I mean, honestly, like, when it comes down to preparation, Wade Phillips and Bill Belichick are up there.
Yeah.
So the Super Bowl is going to be – I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair, boys.
The only thing I'm afraid of for the Rams is, like we said,
low-scoring
with inexperience. And they've got Talib and they've got CJ. But other than that, I mean, they don't have a lot of experience that far, and that's the only thing that might trump them with the Patriots. I hope it's a close game. Yeah. I'm hoping for a great Super Bowl, and I want to see both these teams leave it all out on the field.
Honestly, the true battle of Super Bowl 53 is going to be that Patriots O-line against that Rams D-line. It's going to be one on that trench. I mean, and that's such a cliche thing to say. Like, every football game is won in the trenches. But, like, especially because L.A. went out and invested so much money on these, like, one-year rentals of these, like, star names.
Yeah, it's because you don't know how many more windows you're going to have.
Yeah, they're looking at it right now. And Goff isn't a world beater. You know, he's not fantastic. He's a good quarterback, but he's not.
World beater off?
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you have Tom Brady on the other side. And so that defense, who's got experience of playing Tom Brady in the playoffs on that defense?
Wade.
I'm talking player. What is
Talib? That's
CJ.
Well, that's on the offense. But the only person on that defense that has any playoff experience against Tom Brady, it's Peters and Talib.
And Peters kind of sucks, let's be honest.
Peters is not as great.
So
that's
bad.
Chiefs
not great.
That, you know,
got exposed frequently. You guys remember that one play where they went over it a couple times, but Peters ended up blowing his coverage because he thought another guy was going to drag out on it.
He does 90% of the game. See, that's what I'm saying, though, is going to fuck them in the Super Bowl, is that inexperience and that lackadaisical play like that.
Yeah,
is what's going to fuck him with Tom Brady, because you can even put...
Brady eviscerates teams based
on
that.
You can put Eric Berry on Gronk, and he can still get him on a 3rd and 10. Get him for 20-some yards.
Top of your screen, Tony Romo just calling it.
Tony Romo needs to be a coach, guys.
Why wasn't he that good as a player? I don't understand.
He was. He's just not that great.
It's all about the people he had around him, the organization he went to. Remember, Tony Romo was undrafted.
Tony Romo was great, except for the times he lost and everybody hated him.
I remember a lot of his career.
When he muffed an extra point or a field goal and they lost.
But to be an undrafted quarterback, the QB1 of the Dallas Cowboys,
You got to have. Not
I mean, I you like to have Tony Romo, no doubt.
Balls. That's
but
balls.
I think he's way better as you're a staring at the number one overall player. Pick.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a victim of the moment. It's easier to stand there and watch it from a screen or like in the stands, you know. But when you're in it and you're there, look at Andy Reid, perfect example. Oh. Why didn't he take that timeout?
Well, see, and that's always been Andy Reid's curse. There is game management, clock management.
All of Philadelphia's like.
Later,
dude, even at the end of the game, Andy Reid was standing there like not doing anything, like not even talking to anybody, trying to coach anybody. He was just standing.
He's upset because he missed that fucking free fast food at the White House. Yep.
That's all that was on his mind.
But like that's yeah. That isn't
like,
that the
damn,
most
I don't get to have a Little Caesars with him.
Isn't that the most Andy Reid thing that could have happened to the Chiefs this year if they make it to the NFC or the AFC Championship and they're they mount a comeback, they take the lead and then fucking choke. They just choked it away. And I'm calling that like overtime defense.
You know, it could have been worse. You could have Marcus Mariota last second running in and he throws it and it goes off his homie's head and then he catches it and then runs in.
Yeah.
You know what?
And it's just gotten to the point where it's like whether you're superstitious or not, like I would be like
I'm a little stitious.
Solid office reference there. I say that. So what?
I'm glad you got where it's from.
Oh, absolutely. So, I have a shirt with Michael Scott on it and it's got explosions and it says threat level midnight and then under it it's like
golden face.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. I got to go see what it says cuz it's got like a quote and it's I got the shirt knowing that it was just going to be a heater every time I wore it. And if there's ever any kind of live appearance that anyone ever does with me involved, that's the shirt I'm going to be sporting the whole time.
I
it
like
says
it.
Rock hard
oh,
with that shirt
it
on.
Says check please under it.
Check please. So do you guys think it's time for the Chiefs?
If I get it and I don't like it, I send it back.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I want salad with a lot of croutons. No croutons on there, not enough. I send it back.
Okay.
Oh, good shit.
So do you guys think it's time for the Chiefs to move on from Andy Reid then, if he's the one?
Yes. Yes. Patrick Mahomes is good enough without him. He wasn't even making most of the play calls at the end. His other homie was. Get rid of Andy.
But who?
Bring Chuck Pagano in.
He's already decoyed.
Yeah, he's already locked
or,
in
no, sorry,
deep
excuse me,
with
the Bears.
Bears.
Oh, Chuck, you did me wrong.
He's locked in deep with them Bears. I don't know, man. I think they keep Andy Reid for a couple more years, and if this is the same fate for him, like next year, if this happens the same exact shit, then yeah, it's time to move
to
on.
To the Broncos.
Oh, God.
They would burn Mahomes.
It wouldn't even be.
Doesn't
even
throw
happen,
for 50 but touchdowns next season, and everyone's bummed.
Yeah, I mean, what happens if they just pull the Jaguars next year?
He borders
oh,
it
God.
Up.
I can see it because if they don't build on their defense.
It would be so shitty to have your last name turn into a verb.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And that's what happened. Unless
you're Manninged.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
true. That was
or
that
Brady.
Yeah, or Rogers.
It depends on the usage of the
Roger.
Roger.
Thank you.
He's a bad man.
Bad man. Who you guys got? Super Bowl 53.
Patriots.
Cody's got Patriots. Trey?
You know, for me, this is really tough, but right now I'm going to have to go with experience, and I'm going to say the Patriots.
All right. Mason?
I'm going to be rooting hard for the Rams. So.
Right. I mean, in a perfect world, I'd
yeah.
like for the Rams.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm going in on Rams, too.
But I like to live here on the planet.
So we're 50-50 here on the show. You guys got the Rams, and
let's
we
make
got
a
the
bet.
Pats. We're going to make a bet? Okay, I like this.
Yeah, so if the Patriots win, Trey and I each owe you guys five. So I like pay Steven five, and Trey pays Mason five. But if it's the flip, it's
I was
going to
say, or Steven okay. could wear like a Tom Brady jersey, too.
I wouldn't even be mad.
Or Steven,
to be honest.
Steven wears a dress to the mall and tries to get a girl's number.
Yo, I like five. I
you
like five.
I like
five.
The five.
Five. You like I like five. The five.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Can we not end that? The dress like, isn't even the problem.
You said you wouldn't be mad about wearing a Tom Brady jersey, Steven?
No, not at all. Here's my thing on Tom Brady. I'll so for everyone listening.
Trey bought Trey bought a Brady jersey for me,
too. I wish I had that much money.
I know. I didn't even have enough money to get a Tom Brady t-shirt.
I don't need that money.
So people that aren't listening or just started to listen, I'm a Packers fan through and through, Broncos as well. At the end of the day, I hated...
He's in the closet?
Well, I... No. Yes. I now respect Tom Brady so much. And, like, the thing is, I hated it.
Oh, you didn't before?
No, I hated his guts. I was like, you suck. You're the worst. And then I watched Super Bowl 51. And then I was
28-3, that's what you're saying, is what turned you into a believer?
Yeah, and the thing is, it's kind
of you heard all of Georgia.
It wasn't
cry,
four Super Bowls
like, yeah,
before
nice.
that got you to
say no, because half of those weren't him.
Yeah.
What's funny is Atlanta goes to the Super Bowl, right? They have the lead, they lose it. Next what are our hopes in the national title? They're winning the national title. At half, they get blown out after that. So Atlanta and Georgia has gone through.
They need their own hurricane.
Brady's coming in to possibly win his sixth in front of that Atlanta crowd. Yeah. Yo, that Atlanta stadium is so sick.
This would be his ninth fucking Super Bowl.
Would be.
Well, will be. Sorry, I don't know. Well, but that to me is just insane.
I think no matter what you think about Tom Brady and the Patriots, you have to admit they are a dynasty.
Respect.
They've been a dynasty, and they
respect.
It will never
respect,
be repeated.
Yeah.
Yeah, you respect them. You know, they get a lot of hate for, you know, some of the stuff they've done, and rightfully so in some cases.
Whatever, dude. It's just people, like, when you're looking for something, you're going to find it. If I hate somebody, when they breathe, I'm like, this mother...
Exactly.
How dare you converting oxygen?
Well, tell me how many people in Denver liked Peyton Manning before he came to Denver. Not a lot of people, because we lost to him all the time. Exactly. Exactly.
I was sick of him shredding us every time we played him.
Exactly. And then when he came here, it was like, oh my God, he is the legend among legends. And he was. He did so many great things for us. And it realized... And,
but other people...
I would probably like Patrick Mahomes if he didn't play for the Chiefs.
Exactly.
Oh, I'll openly admit
if he played
that.
For the Jaguars or some shit, oh, hell yeah. He might be my
favorite. I'll tell you guys right now, even though he does play for the Chiefs, still have mad respect for him and his game.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to win one ounce last night, but I had mad respect for the game he played against Tom Brady last night.
You couldn't pay me to compliment anything about Kansas City.
Nothing.
That's why
nothing
I rooted hard
think about
for
this,
the Patriots.
Gentlemen.
I'd never done that in my life.
It's 49 years since they've been to a Super Bowl.
And it's going to be longer now.
And it's going to be another year.
Yeah. Woo. 50 now.
We've won 3 in that time, gentlemen.
Thank the Lord for John Elway and Peyton Manning.
Thank God for Von Miller.
And Von Miller. Yeah. I say John Elway in his prime.
And Brock Osweiler.
And Brock Osweiler. Let's be honest.
Brock Lobster. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Honestly, do you think we make it to the Super Bowl if Brock didn't step? Literally, when Peyton got hurt, everyone was kind of
fuck.
Like,
we're done.
This is it, boys.
It was a hell of a ride.
Because how many? I think the game before that was Kansas City, where he broke his that all time.
Yeah,
yardage.
And he threw 5 picks.
And he was playing horribly. Literally in the middle of playing horribly, we all had to be like, "Yeah, good job, dude." We look like shit.
It
right
was
now.
Absolutely,
and he knew it.
Yeah. Oh, he did. It was absolutely nothing like when he threw that. In 2013 when he broke the record for the touchdown passes.
I don't know, man. That 2014 Super Bowl we went to, we got our asses kicked to us, taught me a lesson that, like, doesn't matter how good of an offense you have, doesn't matter how sick you think you are, it's any given Sunday, but it's the best football you've ever played, and do you think you don't make any mistakes? Well, you're going to find out.
Yep, you're going to find out real quick, because on the other side, that's the best team from that conference.
Your center that has taken a good, perfect snap every year, throws it over your quarterback's head.
Over his tall ass fucking 9-foot forehead. Like,
and you know what? That's a pill we all had to swallow.
Yep.
And you know what? It's great when people get to the Super Bowl who haven't gotten to the Super Bowl in a long time, like the Rams, because Ram fans now kind of respect or like that. It's
last
hard
time they did
to get
it was
there
against the Patriots and they lost.
Can I just say I love that this is coming full circle for Brady and Belichick?
I do too. This could be the end of the era, dude. This could be. And I only say that could be because Tom Brady is still playing like he wants to play.
Yeah. I
don't know, man. I saw Tom Brady on a mission, and he didn't need those calls to go his way. They went his way. He didn't need them to. It looked like it didn't matter what you did to
Tom.
That
interception he needed.
Yes, that I was going to say that interception he needed big time. But besides that, his defense helped him out more than Kansas City's defense helped them out. And they kept Pat Mahomes off the field as many times as they needed to win the game. So in my eyes, they did everything they needed to do to win.
Okay, let's just gloss over the beginning, the first quarter. They had an 8.5-minute possession.
Yeah.
Keep Pat Mahomes on the side. That was
all run game.
That was beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah. But how many times did he go up and go, alert, 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 we're going to keep running it?
He said, he killed about 90% of that drive. But that's what I'm saying. Tom Brady he's an arm and he's a mind. Him and Peyton Manning, when they were on the field together, that was watching.
That's art. Why that was such a good matchup.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was.
Mm-hmm. And it helps out that Manning won.
Oh, yeah. Big deal.
Was that good? Is that good? Did we do all right?
We did one.
Yeah.
We're only 2-0 against them.
So never won in Denver in the playoffs.
One of them was against Tebow, I think. Didn't Tebow beat the Patriots in the snow?
No. We beat the Steelers on a wonderful
in the dry.
Throw. Yeah, in the dry.
Wow. When did we beat the Patriots in the snow?
Week 10 of the 2015 season.
Brock Osweiler.
Because was it week 11? Yeah. Actually,
it was C.J. Anderson off the edge.
Yep.
Magically snowy night.
God, can we just? Yep. Talk about how great CJ is and how heartbroken we all are as a community. Let's talk about CJ.
I would love to
lead to that. What's up with Gurley? Like, why? So I'm glad CJ.
He admitted it.
Reps.
He knew, dude. He looks like a kid who was told his whole life that his dream was to go to Disneyland, and now they're in the car on the way to Disneyland, and they just got into the parking lot, and you look in the back, and Todd Gurley looks like scared.
He shit himself.
Doesn't realize that this is how big it is. Doesn't realize how far it is, how much it's going to take out of him. So
CJ's over here like, come on, you'll have a good Super Bowl.
CJ's like, I got a ring.
I think Todd wasted all of it in the regular season. I don't think he has anything left. But thank God for CJ for being so fresh.
You're right.
Well, that's what, you know, bringing in CJ Anderson, who's got the experience of multiple.
CJ has a knack for killing the Patriots, too.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, he does.
He does, dude. He's a good final blow. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And the Patriots are like, they're going to throw. There's no way they give it to CJ. CJ takes it.
Dude, if the Rams can avoid those turnovers, dude, they can beat the Patriots.
It could really go either way. It's just a matter of it's not even about the players. It's the fucking coaches.
Yeah.
McVay is a genius. But Belichick has been a genius.
I think
McVay's going to outcoach Belichick, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. The way McVay looked when they went down 13-0, granted, they did come back. Yes, I'll give them that. That's poise, especially in the Superdome. Because you're not just playing against the Saints. You're playing against the Saints and
the
Superdome.
You can't coach good defense. Yeah. Well, unless you're Wade, but I mean, you can just direct it.
But that they looked concerned, bro. They came back. Yes, I know. But if things start to turn bad for them and Brady comes out and has two tugs and they don't get anything going.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's where it comes down to the big boys up front for the Rams. Like, if Aaron Donald can shut down Peyton Manning because I'm so stoked about this. Tom Brady.
And Ndamukong Suh had a pretty good game.
Those two back-to-back sacks he had on Mahomes, dude.
I think the first drives are going to be huge. If they can shut down the Patriots, that'll really set a tone for them. If the Patriots march down and score a touchdown, then, oh, man.
I will say this, the Patriots, I can almost guarantee their first drive is going to be lightning because I will never forget this. This season when the Packers and the Patriots played, that was the fastest drive I've ever seen in my life. The Patriots literally didn't huddle maybe more than once, if once at all, and they just drove
right down
the
field. They have sound-friendly playbooks.
Oh, yeah. They can play anywhere, dude. They will go anywhere.
Unless they're in Denver.
Except for Denver. They have the worst time in Denver, but they can still play well anywhere they go. They will be prepared. That's the Belichick-Brady way.
What do you guys think of the Broncos being snubbed for international play this year? Do you think we deserve it? Do you think that's the league trying to be like, you guys aren't what
I'll
you
take a road okay game them, there, but I don't want to give up a home game.
Yeah.
No, I'll take a road game. If Jacksonville before last year could get road games or, you know, in London – or, like, home games in London. Like, I feel like we should at least get one.
I don't know.
Remember the time we went against the 49ers and got creamed?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just stay on this side of the pond.
I mean, I just keep them here. I'd rather watch them go somewhere else besides over the pond.
Yeah, but you want to grow the brand.
Yeah.
Well, Broncos country is pretty big.
What if we go?
Hello?
Hello?
Everyone's heard that, right?
Who do we lose?
Cody. I don't think he disconnected. I think his headphone like died or got unplugged or something.
Oh, no.
Well, but I don't know. I just like it'd be cool. I'll say that it'd be really cool. But at the same time, like I feel like we need to set a tone and kind of like what Chris Ballard and Frank Reich did for Indy this year is like, you know, build a culture and build a, you know, an attitude instead of, instead of trying to go like 1,000 different places, then let's fix us first.
Yeah, exactly. Let's focus on us and get better before we say, hey, we want to be bigger than everything, you know, like let's actually be good again before we want to be promoted for everything. I don't want to be, oh, we're so good, and then go out there and get our asses stomped like we did so much this year after winning 3 good games. We're like, we're the best team ever again, and then we go out and get stomped.
Yeah, I wish Von Miller would say, we're going to kick everybody's ass every week.
Yeah.
Well, I think that with the new coaching staff in Denver this next season, I genuinely have high hopes for it. I'm not going to make any predictions yet because, you know, we haven't even seen how these coaches are going to handle anything. But if we have a decently strong draft, you know, you get Philip Lindsay back healthy, you get Emmanuel Sanders back healthy, you get Case Keenum settled.
So big
in.
On LA. So big.
Oh, he could lose his job if he fucks it up again, in my opinion.
Fucking
Denver Messiah or not, I don't give a shit. If you're not doing right by the team, then bye.
See ya.
Trying to get Cody back.
Let's not forget they drafted David Williams over Philip Lindsay.
Right.
That worked.
Right.
That worked.
I mean, let's be honest. The Jaguars even drafted a punter over Russell Wilson. So,
yeah. Could you imagine Russell Wilson?
Hello?
Oh, Cody made it back.
There he is.
What
happened?
What were you guys talking about?
We were talking about the Broncos.
What about them?
And their coaching and how Elway needs to nail this draft.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, keep going.
But
that's my bad.
That up. We were riffing on what if Russell Wilson went to Jacksonville instead of the punter they took.
Yep.
What if he made better than Roberto Aguayo in the second round?
And everybody's like, who? So.
Not only that, let's trade up to get him.
Oh, God. Let's make ourselves look so smart.
Somebody's going to take this kicker in front of us.
Let's trade up to get a kicker, guys.
I don't feel too confident about this one. Better trade up.
Russell Wilson? No. This kicker, though, guys, very, very interesting.
Did you guys watch our kicks from last season? It's like almost the only thing I noticed about our team.
Could only be better after we went, you know, 0-16 or whatever.
Damn.
Is that bad? I don't
I thought that was pretty good.
Is that a bad record? I don't know. Oh my God. All right, guys. We're gonna take our first break here and we'll see you back here in a few minutes.
In your mouth.
Welcome back, guys. Fucking Christ. Every time.
Good times.
My God.
So great oldies. Did you see where we're at in standings? And by we, I mean the Red Wings.
Oh, yeah. Eighth, I mean last in the Atlantic and dead last.
Second to last in the league. The only team that's beneath us is the LA Kings.
God, we look hot.
And for those, sorry, Zane. For those who are keeping count, the LA Kings lost the Avs 7-1 the other night.
Yeah, wow. And the Avalanche lost to the Predators today, 4-1. So, I mean, who's the real winner?
The Predators.
Mason, do you have a hockey team?
Exactly.
What?
Mason, do you have a hockey team?
Well, it's got to be the Avalanche.
Oh.
How does that feel? As much as like Cody and Trey tried to convert me, I already have the Avalanche jersey, so I'm probably just going to have to slide in. Plus, then there's a good rivalry in the middle of the podcast. Red Wings, Avalanche.
What do you mean? There's no rivalry at all. We have 11 Stanley Cups. You have two.
Yeah. Well, there's no
discussion. See how old I am? Like, how much I've been out of touch with hockey? I still think that's a red hot
rivalry. We didn't have eight of them, we'd still have more than you.
Steven, it's just cool because now we can play each other for the Stanley Cup instead of just for the conference.
Well, and also I have a Patrick Waugh jersey that's just sitting in my closet. I figure I'm going to have
Patrick Waugh, he's a saint. The Quebec Remparts, let me tell you a quick story. This is the team that he coached in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, which is a step beneath the NHL. There's a little guy called Nikita Kucherov who plays with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
He's absolutely Russian.
Not a big deal. Yeah, but you can be Russian and also leave Russia.
Are you sure? Pavel, Putin's just not like
no. He's our age, and he's leading the NHL in points right now. And the Quebec Remparts didn't even keep him on his team. Patrick Waugh decided that he wasn't a good enough talent to keep him on his team. And so what does he do? Shows up in the NHL, first shot on net. Goal, not a big fucking deal. Now he leads the best team in the NHL with points and the whole league. Bam, suck on that.
Good.
Patrick Waugh's a bitch.
Mason, do you even understand what's happening?
Yes and no.
Is it like speaking French?
A little.
I understood.
I had no idea he was on another Canada team.
I didn't even know Patrick he was on a Canada Quebec. Team. I thought he was just an Avalanche
before he
guy.
Before he coached the Avalanche, he coached in Quebec. And now I think he coaches in Quebec still because he does not like Colorado.
Does not like us.
No, us. He doesn't like them. And he left literally like 2 weeks before the season, I think 2 years ago, he told the Avs that he's quitting because he wasn't involved in the drafting process as much as he wanted because Joe Sakic was like, no, dude. You're making bad decisions.
Yeah.
Because he was.
You're drinking so too much.
Yeah. Pretty much. So he told him to go fly a fucking kite. And 2 weeks before the season started, they had to find the coach that they have now, Jared Bednar, who was the coach of the team underneath the Avs that all the Avs players get called up from.
They're minors.
See, the NHL's a little bit different than the NFL. In the NFL, you can't, like, there's no minor team that you can call people up from. You know, it's like just you're either in or you're not. Yep. But you're stuck on the same team the whole year. So you're not playing games NFL, if that makes sense.
In the NFL?
Because you're on the practice team. You're not playing games. Gotcha. But in the NHL, if you're on their minor team, you're playing games.
Yeah.
Trying to win a championship. So a little bit of a difference.
Okay.
You're still competitive even if you're not playing for the main team.
Yeah, because you want to win the Calder Trophy, which the Griffins have. The Red Wings minor team, not a big deal. It's okay. The Avs AHL team won it a couple years ago, I think.
Okay.
They're from Texas. I don't know. Anyways, go on. I was going to say, did you guys see that Carmelo Anthony got traded to the Chicago Bulls and then they let go of him immediately?
Really?
Oh, really?
I used to have his Nuggets jersey.
Why would you trade for someone and then release them?
So,
tax purposes?
The Rockets agreed to the deal, though. They agreed to it. And Kat.
Yeah. So there's no team for Carmelo Anthony right now, but they think that the Lakers will come and pick him up, which honestly, I don't know if that's what the Lakers need.
I don't know.
That's not what the Lakers need. He's not Captain Clutch. Why do you think he's bounced around? He played for Atlanta, didn't even play a game. Because they were like, bye.
I wish I knew more about basketball to actually have a logical conversation with it. But the only thing
Jesus
I can
Christ.
Say about...
I should just be speaking Spanish right now because then I would have a more coherent conversation.
I could talk more about the Nuggets, but damn.
Well, did you watch the Nuggets game the other night then?
Dude. Did I? No.
Is
I
someone didn't. Masturbating?
It sounds like it. It sounds like it.
No.
Someone's
no, I
chewing
wasn't.
Gum?
No. I was rubbing someone... my eyes.
Was someone was definitely jerking off. I heard the toilet seat go.
No. That was my medicine cabinet. I should have been like, oh.
Do you stare at yourself while you masturbate?
Were you getting the Cialis?
What happened with the Nuggets? Can we just talk about the Nuggets?
I don't know, man. You interrupted it with your masturbation.
Total masturbation.
All I hear is...
Damn it. I've been fouled.
Like, at least put it on mute if you're going to rub one out. It's a little weird you're doing it around the boys, but whatever.
Yeah, do it there. That's why I was doing
it. You know what? I'll dock you $5 and we'll forget.
No. So the reason that just happened is I took my contacts out and my fucking eyes feel so much better because they were hurting. And so I was rubbing my eyes thinking, well, the microphone is near my neck, so they can't hear this. And on your side, it must just sound like I'm stirring mac and cheese.
Sound like you were fingering yourself.
Apparently, I have a vagina.
I deserve this. Nuggets. I deserve
what
this.
Happened with the Nuggets? Who did they play? What did they do? For the love of
Trey,
God.
Trey was saying something. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but it wasn't me who was masturbating.
I was laughing.
I'm not the one who's going to have to go back into the church and repent.
I didn't watch Steven. The game, but I know they won.
Oh, my God. You didn't watch the game?
No, I know they beat the Cavaliers, though.
Buddy. Oh, yeah, hey, they whooped up on the Cavaliers.
Dude, the Cavs suck.
They beat them by, like... Yeah, they lost LeBron. Well, they beat them 124 to 102. LeBron.
Yeah. And they beat Which the Bulls the night difference. Before, and they destroyed them, too.
Yep. Trey, keep your woman slave away from the microphone. I hear her caller.
That's not my dog.
Mm-hmm. That's a lie.
Whose dog is with them?
Oh my God! Is this our interview? The dog?
Yeah.
What is it like? Are you guys hearing my dog just prance around? Is that what you're hearing?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's my dog.
God, I just
that your
what
collar?
Is it like to be a dog?
Just like walk up to her and like.
Do you need your bowl filled?
Hold on. Can you hear this? Oh, she stopped doing it. Never mind.
Yes, dude.
Continue.
I can hear what she's doing right now. Ask her if she's having a good time.
Chanel, are you having a good time?
Sounds like it.
She left.
Oh, she's whining.
Put the peanut butter away, huh?
Oh my God, Trey.
No comment.
Trey, that was the best thing you've ever said.
And I've said many of things.
Yes, and you've said some great shit.
No comment.
No, yeah,
you
I'm sure you don't want to comment.
Confirm or deny that, Steven?
Is your lawyer in the room, too?
Yeah.
Is this something you do frequently?
I'm familiar with my rights.
Confirm or deny nothing. Dude, at least slow your pace down. You're going to tire yourself out.
Yeah, dude, you're going to blow that wrist by week three. Calm.
I got no off switch.
This is a long season, bud. Especially if we go deep like we want to.
So happy I'm putting this in the podcast.
Okay. Sorry, Steve. Oh, yeah. Oh, what are you putting in the podcast? And did you name your dog podcast? I'm so happy I'm going to put this in the podcast. Do I need to call Animal Services?
You may.
I hear whining, bro. Like, see, it's either in or it's out.
Mason.
Did we lose him?
We did.
It's all that porn. See, Steven, you grossed him out. I'm just going to hear pretty soon. Be like, anyways, Trey, what have you noticed from the Nuggets lately that you think is something that we should really focus on? Have you seen that Jokic has been playing well lately? What do you think of that?
Dude, he's been a beast. He's been physical on the court. That's all I've really been noticing. He's been And I heard some stat the other night. He's been averaging over 40 points or at least a double-double per game.
Yeah, he's on his, like, he's on his sixth.
Nailed it.
I don't know what it's called. Triple-triple, I think.
Triple-double.
Triple-double. Triple-double.
Yeah. They got double-doubles and triple-doubles.
I'm high as fuck right now.
You know, that's great for you.
Whatever. You know what I said in the very first podcast, and you can quote me on this. I said that we're from Colorado, and people are going to be like, yo, do you smoke weed? I was like, yes. Yes, I do.
I wish I was.
But Trey likes it long and hard, though.
I'm just trying to get Mason back. Just trying to get Mason back.
Uh-huh. You trying to put your dick back in your pants?
Are you talking to me or Trey?
Yes.
You, dude!
Oh, no comment.
No comment.
Trey, I seriously think maybe we should have like an intervention.
For me?
No, for Steven.
Oh, okay.
For those listening, I would just like to say that I am not like what they are saying. These allegations are slanderous. And
whatever, dude.
Misleading.
Yeah, you and Urban Meyer. I didn't know that it happened. That's why I didn't report it.
I didn't see it. I was wearing sunglasses.
What computer? I don't have a computer. You can't check it.
Child porn where? I hit delete.
On that note.
So I saw this video the other day, and it was like, it goes Tom Brady when he when he saw that he won the coin toss, and it's a video of 6ix9ine, and he goes, "You thought so? You're wrong, stupid.
So you're wrong,
ball dog. Bitch, you thought." That's so funny. So, what do you think of the Steelers, dude? So, losing Mike Munchak, honestly, this is something I wanted to bring up. Losing Mike Munchak is such a big deal for them. Like, he, not only does he make the lateral move, he goes to a shittier O line,
and he's gonna make us so much better.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but like, what do you guys think is going to happen with Paradis? We're going to sign
him? He's going to get, I don't know, man.
You think we're keeping him?
Because we didn't sign, we didn't, dude, he's going to go test the market and raise his value. So I don't know.
Yeah. He's going to lower his value, honestly, because nobody's going to hit on him. And if he does, it's going to be later in free agency.
A good center is few and far between.
Yeah.
So go with what's been working, or go with whoever the hell's in the draft, or sign a free agent. I mean, at this point,
I think we'll go free agency, but there's not going to be a lot of free agency solving pieces. Like, they're in free agency for a reason. There's a flaw to them somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, that's why the fact that we picked up Peyton Manning was such a big deal.
Exactly. And people play that. I mean, you can get really good pieces out of free agency, but it takes a lot, especially like Peyton Manning. Like, it took a lot for us to bring him here.
That's true. All right. I think we.
Yeah, like 18 million.
I think we are going to take another quick breather so we can get Mason back in here.
Mason is back in here, man. What are you talking about?
No, Mason.
I let him
time. We're just about to take a break. However, we still should step away because up in the next segment we're going to have a very special guest.
Welcome back, guys.
We are joined by our good buddy here, Zane Schaefer. Well, welcome, Zane.
Hi.
Way to drop
Zane!
Woo! Hi.
What's his address?
What are you wearing?
Yeah.
Whatever you want me to wear. I'm the red kind. None of that Crip shit around here.
Oh! Coming full out on this show. You heard it first.
B's up, C's down.
So, Zane, why don't you tell the people about yourself a little bit? Favorite football team, size of your beard, if you're a dog fucker.
Size of my beard.
Pepsi or Coke?
Amish beard, I guess?
Damn.
It's getting there. It's
that means I've, got no mustache, but a hell of a beard.
That's all right. No one likes Flavor Savers anyways.
Girlfriend really doesn't like that part.
They never do.
Which part?
Any of it. Says it tickles.
Oh my
she's
god!
Gonna kill me if she ever hears this.
Yeah, yeah. Really
that's all right. We already heard you dragging her body earlier.
She's gonna spit in my beer. It's gonna be horrible.
Ooh, it's all right. Tell her to spit in your mouth.
Hey,
be like, come on, do it.
So those of you who don't know him, Zane's a good friend of ours from high school, or even previously before for some of us.
I don't even know.
Atlanta Falcons fan.
Are you typing out our dialogue, Zane?
No.
No.
Maybe I should.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely for the court case.
I'm a hot
Mason. Are you typing out the dialogue?
Oh hell no. Way too much work.
Zane, what did you think about the NFC and AFC championships?
Dude, I've never been
It's hard
that
to carry
happy.
A body by yourself, isn't it?
I've freaked out so hard when the Saints fucking lost. Because, yeah, no, fuck the Saints. That's all I really got
You're
to
a
say.
Falcons fan. Why don't you tell everybody? Come out of the closet. You're a Falcons
yeah, it's not like,
fan.
Hey, you're in the NFC also, right? What do you think about not winning the NFC?
Does it feel like my team?
Steven knows my pain.
A little bit. Every year, I feel like our teams go at it, and we have this very short exchange on some platform of social media. And this
Steven's
is the first
at least
year
won a
it
Super
didn't
Bowl.
Happen.
Right?
Oh.
Ooh, low blow.
But I will never forget last year. I was talking it up and I was like, let's go, let's go. Like, we got this, we got this. And, or maybe it was a year before. And fucking Zane just said, nope. And like 3.5 hours later, he comments below on my picture and goes, told you. I think that was the NFC championship.
Oh, yeah. When Packers went into Dallas and just walked all over them, thought that they were going to have the same luck in Atlanta. And no.
Nope.
No. Aaron Rodgers just can sling that ball, man.
Hey, right? Hey, Ron.
He done fucked up this year.
Balake, where you at?
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
but fuck. Yeah, so you were happy the Saints lost. What did you think about the no call?
Dude, there were so many no calls the whole game, I feel like, truthfully.
Preach.
But specifically on that no call, you know which one we're talking about.
I turned my head just like the rest of the refs, so, you know,
whatever. Oh, oh man. You know what?
He was like, look back at it, psych, bah!
See? I'm also an LA Kings fan. So at least one of my teams is making a championship this year.
Hey, man, we were talking about the Kings earlier. Me and Trey share your plight.
Yeah, you guys lost.
There's only one team making us look worse or better in the NHL, and it's the Kings.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Steven, stop fucking your dog.
I'm not. She keeps shaking her fucking head.
Mm-hmm, because you keep making her.
Dude, we all know, just put the peanut butter down, walk away.
It's rough, but once you put it down, it's all better. Oh, my God. Someone locked this kid up.
I hope my mom never listens.
So, Zane, if you could pick one team to win the Super Bowl right now, Rams or Saints? I'm Rams sorry. I'm still stuck on the Saints because I'm talking to you. But the Rams or the Patriots?
Rams.
You got the Rams winning it.
I've got the Rams.
I'd like to say this isn't my dog.
No, oh, dude.
On the other side. This is not my dog.
Is it a human?
So he's got Rams.
Rams all day.
Rams.
So
would you say any of that is leftover animosity towards the Patriots?
No. Cause
are you all right?
Me?
Yes, you.
My dog, she has this bone and she just fucking throws it.
That's Steven's excuse.
Yeah, quit talking about your dick on the air, dude.
How many, dude? Is this pervert central? Like, come on, guys.
Damn right.
I've got my head buried in between my legs.
Where else am I supposed to air out my stuff?
Where's it buried, Steven? Next to
my
bodies?
Dead body. little known fact.
Comedy Central roast of Steven.
So, Zane, just so you know, a little info filling you in here. Cody and I both think that the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl, and Steven and Mason think the Rams
Cody are. Also thinks that the LA Kings are like our new best friends because we also suck. So, like,
hell yeah.
What's up?
So, we can all be friends here.
I was so pissed off Saturday with that blowout in Denver.
Did you guys ever, like, win so many games like us where you're just tired of doing it? So, you're like, you know what? We need a couple years.
Yeah, we won two cups in four years, so we figured, like, hey, let's give someone else a chance. And I think Chicago jumped
on
that bandwagon.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Then we fucked around. See, we did that in 97 to 98, and then we fucked up and did it again in 02, and we were like, you know what, sorry. We took a six-year break. Now we're taking a longer one, and this is just for the league.
Well, Zane, do you think you lost somebody in the locker room supplying everybody with that spark? I mean, he got caught with it all in his trunk. Couple years ago,
he got rid of their boost. Fuck, what was his name?
He was. You don't remember?
I remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember who it was.
Google it, Trey.
I want to say it was Doughty, dude.
No, because Doughty's still there.
Doughty's still there.
Doughty's
what?
Dude.
What did he get caught with?
Doughty's still there.
What was it that he got caught with?
Cocaine.
Yeah.
In his trunk.
I
like,
thought it was
tons
meth.
Of it. Jarrett Stoll.
Oh, Stoll. Jarrett Stoll and Mike Richards.
For cocaine.
Yep.
Yes, Mike Richards, dude.
Yeah, because
oh my god,
we haven't won anything since. Because that was 2015.
Yeah. Oh,
Mason,
man.
We got Bud. We got to learn hockey,
dude. Right? So imagine. Like, so he got charged with drug possession.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, in 2015, I think he's not in jail because like.
No, they got off, dude. They're white.
They're white. Yeah, but in L.A.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. What else did you expect? Oh, the sky is blue tomorrow. Good call.
It's LA. In LA. Everybody does cocaine.
Good call. Seriously, yeah. If you don't do cocaine, you can't keep up.
Jared Goff's about like, to I be don't fucking calling Jarrett but... Stoll tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to be like, look, bro, I got to study this playbook.
We need a boost.
We need a boost.
A big one.
We need some of Mike's special stuff.
CJ and Todd need what they need to get through anybody and everybody.
We're doing a weight cut.
They need
cut.
To boost this shit.
CJ needs help.
CJ's ready. I don't know about Todd.
Todd, he even said he played scared, dude. Like, what?
Oh, shit, we're back on football. Okay, sorry.
We're all fucking, over the place.
Dude. I fucking blacked out.
Sure you did. You're probably wiping the jizz off. God, you're so
Yo,
gross.
who just hit a vape?
Me.
Was that Zane?
What up?
Yo. What up?
Hey,
what up? Which one of you drives a Subaru?
Not me.
I used to. Fucking winner.
Yeah, an Outback.
Send it, bro.
Outback. Damn, that
you
so
now
I'm so
young. Front. Front. What?
I want an Outback now. Like, Outback Steakhouse. That shit sounds bomb.
Yep,
hey,
Nick.
Zane,
yep.
Remember what we called Baja? The Baja Outbacks?
Oh, lesbian trucks.
Lesbian
oh,
trucks.
Oh, great. So, did you guys
shout
see
out to all the Baja owners.
The Saints front page that said reffing unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then the first word underneath that is blown. Mm.
It's funny. You know, this makes me laugh that Sean Payton is throwing such a big tantrum about this, and he's the one that approved the bounties. Like,
oh, I know.
Really?
Karma. Karma's a bitch.
Pot calling the kettle black, right?
See, you know what, Zane? They had plenty of other opportunities to win it besides that play. So if it came down to one play being scrutinized by the ref, then you fucked up somewhere else. That's my feeling on it. But it was a terrible no call.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree. It should have definitely got called, but at the same time, I'm like, meh. I'm going to turn my
You're
head.
Not mad about it.
I'm not mad at all.
I'm going to be looking this way. You be looking that way, okay? I'm
checking out that dog in the fifth row.
Yeah, you and Steven.
Watch, they're going to get some mad karma for this in the Super Bowl.
Right?
It looks rough.
It's just going to be Battle of the Refs in the Super Bowl.
God, Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out the back with the beer truck.
Someone is on. Someone is sucking some dick for the next 2 weeks. That's all I got to say.
Zane, are you trying to tell us something here?
Maybe?
Okay, so Steven, what questions do you have for...
Are you telling me a somebody we know Zane. That is a Saints fan is doing that?
Oh, definitely.
What would you say, Cody?
Do you have a question
right
for
away.
Him?
Okay. No.
What about you, Mason?
What?
Hi, Mason.
What?
What's up?
Howdy.
What you doing, dude? What's it like to listen to a podcast that you can also chime in on? Is it fun?
So
and there are just some things I don't have a comment on.
What are the things you have a comment on? Yes.
Man, we are doing good talking about football. I'm going to start thinking about like the peanut butter and the dog thing. It got
Blame Steven.
That's
bro.
Where you just tuned out.
I tuned out. All
right,
Mason's
guys.
Like,
notes.
I've known Steven.
Notes.
He wouldn't do this.
Okay. Oh, God.
So low, bro.
Who's typing?
Yeah.
Who is typing?
Not me.
Not me. Trey.
One of these typing because
it stopped. I swear.
I feel
you
like we
slide.
All just did the.
Someone, I'm gonna FaceTime every one of you motherfuckers, and we're gonna see who be typing shit.
Fingers off the keys, son.
I feel like for a moment there, it got like that scene in The Office where they all have the gun, like the handguns pointed at each other.
It literally this sounds like surveillance. Someone's like, writing what their statement to the whole courtroom is going to be when this goes to court.
I'm typing out where I hid the body.
Yeah, step-by-step directions of where to go.
Biography.
I don't recommend okay. that.
I got something. Zane.
Yo.
Do you remember when you were helping me demo my house and you hit that live line and you got arced on by the electricity? I don't know how to. You and Trey are electricians. I don't know how to.
Yeah,
fucking speak
it's very terms. Ironic that we became electricians after that.
Yeah.
So we're at my parents' house when they initially bought it. We were demoing part of this room in the basement, basically just knocking walls out, studs, and all that kind of stuff. And we were under the impression that the electricity was turned on. Zane took like an axe or something.
Oh, that was a big ass sledgehammer.
Oh, okay. I'll let you tell it then because it happened to you.
I just remember swinging the sledgehammer and all of a sudden the wall was lit up.
You had a load in your mouth there, didn't you?
I did.
So he bursting at the seams.
I'll never forget that.
Dude, that scared the shit out of me.
Art. And then like Zane goes on to be an electrician. So I'd like to partially be credit for that.
Thank you.
Does that mean you get what percentage of his paycheck does that get?
Taking royalties. Hey,
that's plug? An investment. That's seriously an investment. Come on, man. Your stock's going up. Where's the dividend?
Bye, bye, bye.
Oh, bye, bye, bye.
Oh my God.
So what's your favorite? So you remember a couple podcasts ago, Zane, we were talking about our old high school principal.
Oh yeah. Doctor. That's what that's what you have to refer to him now as.
Old camo pants.
You have to refer to him as Doctor.
Doc Cock.
Yeah.
Doc Cock. All right. Well, what's a good story you have with him? Because I feel like he's like Bill Murray if Bill Murray was a piece of shit. You know how everyone has like a Bill Murray story?
Oh, okay. So do you remember that meme that floated around for a little bit where it was him with his hand in the air doing that stupid face?
I know who made
I'm
it.
I'm the one that posted that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That was me.
Do tell. Do tell to make the whole making of you
guys,
posting
stop
it
being
and
mean.
The reaction.
So, guys, stop being mean to freshmen. Seriously.
I'm for cereal.
I'm for cereal.
So for people who don't understand, tell them kind of like what the whole thing was.
Well,
because like if you didn't go to high school with us, you don't know. But if you get told the story, it's such an unbelievable story.
Like the picture, or like how I got the picture.
The whole thing.
All of it. So I was in video class, and we had to go around, and they were like, "Oh, well, film something cool, or film a music video, or something." And we did a song that "This Is How We Do It" song. It's all "This Is How We Do It,"
like every teenager.
Yeah.
Banger. Complete banger. Throwing heat around.
Anyway.
Walking through the hallway, and I forget who my partner was, but I was just kind of there for the credit.
Weren't we all?
I was just like, I'm going to do whatever, but you film this, and we're going to put my name on it. Did that a lot.
Heard that before.
The Zane special.
At least you're admitting to it now,
Cody,
man.
I think you actually saved my ass in sociology at one point, too, by doing that.
I did that a lot.
Yeah. So, thanks. Thanks for that.
Yep.
I graduated because of Cody. Let's throw that out there. But
I barely did because of Cody. Guy's a dick.
But so we're walking through and we're like, hey, can we film you dancing to this song? Like, we'll put like it's for the school and all this shit. And he's all, hell yeah, like, let's do it. He didn't say that because you know how he was. Like, yeah. But so he's doing the dance and stuff, and I was the whoever I was working with, I don't remember, but they were like, hey, like, will you just edit this over the weekend so we can turn it in Monday? And I was like, cool. So I was over the weekend, I was editing it. I paused it.
Nailed
at
it.
Just that moment. And I was sitting there and I'm like, oh, this is gold.
This is like the if there was video when Jesus was around, you know, like some dude, like they're at the park, you know, him and his four kids, his wife
walking on water.
Like, oh my God, this is our first trip out to the park together as a family. Oh my God! And he pans to the left, and it's like Jesus walking, and he looks back like a Bigfoot.
Exactly. And so I screenshotted that or whatever the fuck on a computer, posted it on Facebook, and it just went rampant from there.
Man, it went. How many people well interacted on with Facebook? It? A lot. It legitimately dropped to even like the lower classes because I had a couple of friends.
I'd like to post it.
I was gonna
say, let me see if I can pull it up. I'll put it on the Twitter sphere.
We'll have to just because people have to see this because
platforms later forever.
We're Mason, a generation Mason, and a half do you remember removed.
Any of this?
I don't.
You don't? Oh my God, you're gonna love it.
We'll get
this. How about this, Mason? You have a Samsung in 2019. There's no way in 2012 you heard about something that happened on the internet.
It didn't so happen.
You didn't deserve that. So my brother went to the same high school as all of us, but he graduated just this last year, and it was still going around.
Did he really?
At that point,
really?
Oh, does he still wear his purple camo?
Dude, he'll probably be buried in it.
When I die,
for all we know,
the camo is on me.
I can't wait for our 10-year anniversary going back there. A reunion.
I'm show up completely blackout drunk.
I'm getting like, shit-faced at that.
God, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna show up so at least I get pulled off to the side by Tom, and he's like, "Here, put my shirt on because you smell like weed, Trey."
Do you remember every year they kept like trying to move? Like around 4:20, they would have like the dogs come every year. They were like, "We'll do it the day before," and then the next year they're like, "The day after," and then they never did it on the day of. I was like you guys are all so gone. Dumb.
Hey, hold up, what's going on Twitter?
You're putting it on Twitter right now.
Nice.
Hell yeah!
Oh, I'm super excited for this.
Okay, cool. What's your handle?
Just look up his name.
It's just my first and last name, 15.
The whole world.
Mason, make a Twitter.
I'll get there, Sonny.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You heard it first, World Zane's Twitter on our podcast. What is up?
Yeah.
Okay, here. I'm on your page. Let's get weird with this shit. Oh, my God. But anyways, I'm serious.
Can we revive
the stories
this?
That we have,
let's bring it back.
The stories that we have about this guy. I mean, honestly, is there any good stories about him?
Who? I'm saying?
Who do you think? No. Yeah.
Me? There's not many good stories of me.
God. There's I remember this kid in lacrosse checked me from behind when we were running a lap on the same team and gave me a concussion because he was a fucking
Mason,
asshole.
I just sent it to you.
You're welcome. I'm making a man out of you.
Honestly, he looks like when you shit yourself and you're kind of like, oh.
You guys watch Rick and Morty,
Taco
right?
Tuesday.
Yes.
Mr. Poopy Pants.
Yeah.
Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Mason, let me know
Zane,
when you get it.
Does Corey have a good story about this shit?
I remember that. I do.
Corey?
There we go.
Yeah, because I feel like everybody does.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she does. I'll have to ask her.
Because, honestly, is there any point in this guy's life where he like woke up and wasn't like, maybe I'm an idiot?
No, because he ruined every assembly by telling us to shut up and we couldn't like maintain our
seniority.
Is he still
the principal?
Yeah. No, he's not?
No. You know who is the principal? Nazi bitch.
That narrows it down.
Assistant principal?
Someone knows exactly who I'm talking about.
I think
about.
I do, but I...
Where you couldn't wear a hat anywhere
yes,
near
Yes, oh my God. She stole the name? Four What's or the five name? Hats from me.
I thought you were talking about our econ teacher again, dude.
Essenson? No. The only thing she stole from me was the happiness out of my life.
Yeah, and a little bit of my soul.
Dude, she took a hat out of my backpack.
Dude, what's really? Hat? What? With her... Did she do it with Darth Vader?
Like, I walked through the door, and I was putting my hat in my
backpack.
Was
that a turbocharger, Steven?
And she...
Sound like a what? Babe.
I'm a motherfucking dragon. Woo!
Fire me up. Get me started.
Babe time.
Tickle me right there.
Woo-hoo. No, but yeah, she's the principal now because I ran into the woodshop teacher a few
Do
weeks
he still
ago.
Have all of his fingers? Thank God.
Yeah. That dude, he said something about if someone comes in to do a review for him, he's like, I'm just going to fucking retire.
See ya.
He's just like, I'm
too this old anymore. For this shit.
Yeah. I'm one drill I'm press that short dude. That dude of was retirement.
Cool. Yeah. And Tom's not there. None of the original security guards are there anymore either.
All right, Tom was my
Tom
favorite.
Was the man.
Tom was cool.
Tom's a teacher.
Really?
At some school.
I see him what is he teaching all the time.
I have no idea. Not sure what he teaches.
Real life.
Honestly,
I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Tom on the news and it'd be like, man, giving yoga in public park and teaching life lessons kills the three kids who are making fun of what he was doing.
Yeah. Do you remember when some kid was trying to like, tried to fight Tom?
Oh, yeah,
and
the ICP
Tom
kid.
Was like, all right, well, let's do this. And that kid ran like a bitch up
Mason.
The stairs.
Mason's like, who the fuck would try to fight Tom?
Tom's an angel.
For those of you listening, Tom was a pretty intimidating looking fellow.
He had every...
But he was the nice
every
dude.
Every square inch of him that was visible, not covered by clothing, was tattooed. He looked like he spent every day before he came to school in prison, not on the outside of the bars, on the inside. And he also was the nicest person in the world, though. You could talk to him about anything, and he would fucking
you really
sit
could.
There and talk to you for hours.
Literally anything. And hey, it burns when I pee.
He looks like he saves kittens from like burning buildings.
Oh, God. He's like, you could go to him and be like, hey,
as like
my
a side job.
Working right. And he'd be like, it's okay.
I got you, bro.
It's all right.
It's okay. I can't do anything, but it's okay.
Did you try righty tighty?
Oh, man.
He's like one of those people where if he ever got like mad at you, you're like you got mad at yourself. You're like, damn,
right?
I'm
you're
disappointed.
Like, fuck,
yeah, like
okay.
It's not mad,
really
I'm just
bad.
Disappointed.
So, Zane, like, one of the things that I think we all kind of want to have be a reoccurring theme when we have guests on is to tell us their favorite story of their entire high school career, like not like the best thing that you heard, but like the best thing that you either saw or did. Like shit where you just wouldn't believe it. I'll start it off with Trey and I's story. So,
oh man, I got
one time.
Too.
Okay. So one time when we were in, I think it was what senior year or some shit like that. Trey, you'll know what I'm talking about. So correct me if I'm wrong. We go to this party, right? And it's not that far from AWAC, from our high school. And we show up.
Sims.
Yeah, we show up and we're a little late, right? Because, you know, whatever, we're getting high. We show up, we're getting late. We arrive, you know, regular shit's going down, yada, 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 yada. About halfway through, me and Trey are like, yo, let's go back to the car and, like, get high, you know, like, let's just go chill. So we go back to the truck and it's parked. So, like, the neighborhood's set up in a way, like, where the house is so big that only so many cars can park in the cul-de-sac that it's on. Yeah. And so we're parked out on the street on the other side, right? And so.
Yeah.
The one thing that we did while we were smoking, we were like, man, like, there's not a lot of cars here. Like, this is just weird. So we get out, and me and Trey turn. Trey's on the driver's side. I'm on the passenger side.
My car door's
passenger
open.
Side, yeah, passenger side is against the sidewalk. Driver's side is open to the street. And so we step out, and we see this girl that we know driving like at, like, 45 miles an hour. Way too fast for a neighbor.
Drunk as fuck. And it's icy out.
Absolutely drunk. And she comes... within, I mean, fucking inches of Trey and I, and just destroys the car in front of us.
Missed us
oh my
completely.
God.
Missed my car door, and it was like she was gonna try and like Tokyo drift it into a way empty spot in front of us. Think of like the drunkest girl at the party that's like, "I got this, I got this."
So me.
And she fucking missed it completely. And Cody,
but that was
Jesus oh god.
Christ.
That was probably, like, we went back. So, the story continues. It gets a little more insane from there. So, we're like, we look at each other and we're like, holy fucking shit.
Fuck this.
That just happened.
Yeah.
So, we calmly close the door, walk inside, right? And everybody in the party had heard this go down. And so, literally, everybody comes out. Like, hundreds of plus people comes out. They thought it was outside of this house. This bitch whose car got hit is like running as fast as she can. And she looks at Trey and she looks at me and she goes, "What the fuck did you just do to my car?" And we go, "It wasn't us. Believe me. Like, I wouldn't be in this good of shape seeing what that happened to that car."
Ask the chick who's throwing up over there.
Yeah, ask the chick who's got a gash on her head throwing up. What a good time. And then everybody proceeded to get into a huge... There was a fight after that.
Somebody threw a keg through a big sliding glass door, and then that's when we decided to leave.
Yeah, we decided, you know what? This has officially reached the point of we're leaving.
That's insane.
This has reached
I had reached level. Capacity. I was shit-faced anyways. I could barely walk.
Yeah, we walked home.
I was crippled. Let's put it that way.
So after Zane goes, we're going to wrap it up for tonight, boys. We're coming up on almost 2 hours.
Yeah, mom here is enforcing the rules.
Yeah, I got a crackdown. So, Zane, if you want to go ahead and give us your story, and then we'll wrap it up.
Well, Steve, do you remember we got drunk that one time right before senior year?
What? What's that?
Remember when we got drunk before senior year?
I can't confirm or deny that. Yes, I do. I do. I do remember this.
And I had to go to work at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Was that when we were at?
And we stopped drinking.
Was that when we were at?
Yeah,
John's?
I stopped drinking at like 4. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, and
we polished off bottles of vodka.
Sounds terrible.
No, it was, no. That was awesome. The first time I ever had tequila.
Where? When?
So
what happened?
So this was at a our friend John Hildebrandt's. He was babysitting, house sitting for a friend, and every time that happened, we'd always get some alcohol and go over and just kind of hang out and. Yeah.
Wow.
I just wanted to know if you remember.
Exciting.
Wow.
Because that was the first time I ever got drunk.
Yeah, that probably was
How
my
old
first
were
time,
you
too.
Guys?
Just before senior year.
So like 16, 17? 17, probably?
Yeah.
And did you guys touch a boob, too, or?
No, it was all.
Nothing crazy happened? All right, so I have a cooler story that I'd like to volunteer. So this one time, freshman year in college, we're having a huge-ass party after a hockey game, right? And so about halfway through the party, there's about 250, 300 people inside the house. It's shoulder to shoulder, right?
Fucking Christ.
Halfway through the party, two chicks stand up on this couch, and you guys remember Project X, right? Yes. It was pretty big back then.
Yes.
It's a party movie. Everybody loved it. Anyways, there's a song on there, very famous, very great.
I still love it.
It goes, "Hey, everybody. We love some pussy, okay?" Yeah,
I can
pretty much. Everybody say, "Hey, we," you know what I'm talking about.
We love some pussy.
Exactly. So, this song comes on. As the song comes on, they get up and proceed to flash the entire party.
That's
now.
Nice.
Hell yeah. I'm telling the story. I'm telling the story just to. Let everybody know that there was boobs mentioned, and there's going to be boobs on the song. There's a story about boobs. So, don't go away empty-handed. This one time I walked to the library. That's not cool.
I think, all right, so best thing I remember from high school, I was in DECA senior year. And every year they did the Glenwood Springs trip.
Zane, you told me this.
And so we were up there, and I was roommates with everyone knows it. I don't know if I'll say his name, but we're sitting there hanging out, and next thing we know, this dude just busts through the door. Like,
he'll beat you up if you name him, bro.
With him up to... Yeah, I'm not afraid of many people. Horrified of him.
That wasn't me.
Who's popular here?
It's him calling.
Hey! Fuck you, bro!
You better shut up!
So this dude, he busts through the door, and he's like, "I need a condom." I'm like, "What? Like, who?
Me?
Like, who are you with? Like, who, what?" Like, just throws.
You're like, "Are you
on
fucking
guard.
Me or what?"
And so we're like, "Okay, like, because have you ever been to Glenwood Springs,
yes.
the Hotel Colorado?
Yes.
You know how like the rooms share a bathroom."
Yeah.
Community bath.
So there was like, it was weird.
It's like a brothel all over again.
He just comes in, he's all. It was like you could have some solid orgies.
Oh,
the angle's just right.
Wide on the right.
They just took the mirrors off the ceilings. That's it.
Oh my god.
So this dude, he barges in, and I had a girlfriend at the time, so he knew I brought some with me. And he's like, I need a condom. I'm like, I mean, okay. Like, I didn't need that or anything. Thanks.
Take it.
I like to roll the dice anyways. Come on, you know, guy.
I lost my roll.
So...
Steven. Snake eyes.
He comes in. I give him one. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Because he was just in the, like, shower. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing in there? Like, do you not understand how drains work, man?
You understand you're not supposed to jerk off with a condom, man.
Right? Like, weird dude. Like, would it really surprise you if he did that, though, Trey? No. Since you know who I'm talking about.
No. Well,
come to find out, he was with two really popular chicks. One that I was always kind of like, damn, I wish I could go at that. He was with them in the shower. Ooh. And me and a couple other people were sitting there hanging out. And one dude was like, no way, like, you didn't fuck them, like, bullshit. And this dude pulls the condom out of nowhere and slaps him across the face with it. And it's full.
Is that like the, like, is that high school equivalent of like a white glove slapping across someone's face? Like, I do in sorts, you sir.
Like, do people save the condoms? Like, in their pocket?
I don't know why he still has
prerogative. Some people do that. Back in high school, savage.
Oh, man. Proof I got laid at least once.
Yeah, dude.
I'm busted at least a nut.
You could see half it right there. Bep, bep, bep. Slap it like a bag.
And, yeah. Dude, he fucking smacked the kid so hard with it, and we're all just like, you got his kid across the face now.
Took it on the pregnant chin. Like,
dude, if someone did that to me, dude, I probably wouldn't retaliate. I'd be in so much shock. I'd just be like... Okay.
I just be like, what the fuck? Like,
well, oh my god.
I'm gonna need therapy after this. Like, whatever.
Whatever. Did it, what scarred you more? Come on someone's face or this dude naked in front of you?
Why not both?
I think it's just a combination of the whole situation.
That's actually a crazy story. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
That's like, insane. I think I remember you telling me
to step up.
Trey can tell you
that's
who it
a
was.
Story.
Yeah.
If he ever makes it in the UFC, I'm fucking bringing that up at a.
Oh, we'll be like, hey, Joe, we got a story right for you.
Her name, her name's Sarah or something. Hey, Sarah!
It was. One of the girls' name is Sarah.
Oh, no.
Do with that information what you please. I hope her boyfriend doesn't hear that because he's very large and black.
I know exactly who it is.
Oh, that's good.
You're welcome.
Thank you all for right that story.
Maybe it's her body I buried earlier.
One of them.
Full circle.
Full circle. You brought it back. Well, guys, thanks to Zane for coming on. He definitely will not be the last time. We're going to bring him back a lot. Thanks for listening. We will try to get out another episode later this week. And other than that, have a good rest of your day.
Stay classy.
Thanks for listening, guys.
All right.
Rumspringer.
Zane, what's the last word? Zane's got the last word here. What is it?
Fuck the
okay,
Saints.
Okay, well, we're ending on that. All right.
All right. Is that word?
All right, gotta
fuck the Saints. We'll go with that.
Blown all call. Right. Blown call from Trey's blown ball.
Just one. There's only one blown ball.
And also, I'd like to say at the very end, follow us on all social media. This pod will probably also be on Google Play, Spotify, Anchor, all the usual. Right, Steven? Yeah.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Word.
All right, boys.
All right.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. Peace.